Welcome to the official podcast of A Conscious Partner. Our initiative is bringing affordable access to relevant information for anyone in search of impactful self-development. ACP specializes in hosting growth workshops, which bring awareness to the most important topics in life. It's a place for everyone and anyone to come together with the goal of gradually culminating our own security in a fun, safe environment. And now with our hosts, Bruce Doherty, Jaggy, and Dr. Giselle Tennant, let's get into today's discussion.
What's up, guys? We're back.
We are back.
Back for the second part of our Game of Life. And just to recap real quick for those who may have missed the first episode.
Well, how could you miss the first episode?
They might just because they like might just watch the latest release.
Why would you start with this one?
Maybe that's just the one they clicked on. Yeah. So we're playing Life. Yeah. Currently, Bruce is here.
Board Game of Life.
Yeah, the board game of life.
And what's the reason we're playing the board game of life? So that we can go through.
We wanted to play the game of life, but then also give a conscious partner
perspective
around.
At each point.
Yeah. Around the choices that we make in our life and the consequences and effects that they'll have if we aren't making it the right way. Yeah. So, yeah, we're about halfway through the game. Bruce just got a whole bunch of kids.
Yeah, I got triplets.
He's got triplets. I got a new career. Giselle is just doing her thing as a movie star. I'm on my third career. Giselle's just
so when you started off, what was your first one?
Musician.
Then I was a farmer.
And now I'm a lawyer.
Yes. Yep. So
I'm a brain surgeon.
Yep.
And I'm a movie star.
Yep. So you don't know how much money any of us has, but we just are playing the game.
I want to be a rocket scientist, I think.
They actually have that in a career.
Next.
Yeah. So hopefully you get fired and then you can choose a new career.
Scientist of the rockets.
Pretty sure.
It's a pilot, a vet. Oh, there's a rocket scientist. I could have been a rocket scientist. Uh-huh. Oh, the brain surgeon gets paid more money, though.
Yes. That makes sense.
Yes. Yeah, okay. Researchers don't get paid a lot.
All right. So let's go. So it would have been my turn next because I was first one. Voila. We got a nine. Oh, I get 20K. Nice.
And you're going to go to stop.
I'm going to go to stop.
So now you have a decision to make next
round. I passed a payday, though, right?
Yes, you did.
So you're getting more money.
More money.
Cool. So you get paid 120
as a lawyer? Yes. Two.
Somebody gets a two as a bonus.
So we get to do our spin to win. No, not anymore. I got a new.
Oh, you got a new thing.
What's your number now?
A nine. Yeah. So he landed on the spin to win.
I've lost all of these.
I'm going to.
And the winner gets like 200 grand, don't you?
Yeah.
Yes. I'm going to change mine.
It's kind of important to win.
I want a 10.
Because you've already won $400,000.
Yes. Did you want to change your number?
I'm going to go to. Am I green?
No, you're blue.
No, I'm blue. I'm going to go to 7.
All right.
No,
let's see what we get. The luck of the draw. 3. Nobody has a 3. 9. Nobody has a 9. 2.
2.
Oh, this is pretty exciting for all those people watching.
4.
4. Yes.
Giselle.
Thank you.
There we go. So here's, I guess if we were bringing it back to ACP, there is things that are luck of the draw. They're just
sometimes. Just
sometimes you just get lucky. And that's life. Just like sometimes you get random inconveniences. Sometimes you get lucky.
It balances it out.
Yes, exactly.
At the end of the day.
So Bruce is good. Right?
Yes.
I think you get an action card too.
Oh, do I?
If you want.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's a yellow one.
I'm probably going to make me pay something.
Maybe.
It's great Uncle Max's 100th birthday. Throw the party of a lifetime. Pay the bank 30 grand. See, I told you I was going to have to pay money.
That's okay.
Yeah. But you know,
Uncle Max deserved it.
Years. Yes.
All right. Now we got Giselle. 6.
Oh, that's mine.
Yes, it is.
You're welcome.
You get 20 grand
one,
back.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Stop. So you get a payday.
Yes, I like paydays.
And rack on to me again, because you then have to decide. So I have to decide between the life path and the family path.
So that's always quite a decision. Am I going to go to the family path? Because that's an integral part of life.
Yes. It
is. Is to make that decision of do I want to get a family and go that route?
Mm-hmm. Yes, or do I want to
But sometimes people don't even make a conscious choice.
Right.
They just like think that, okay, that's just the way it's supposed to be without even choosing.
Right, it's just path, this is what right? I'm supposed
this
to be
is
doing.
What I'm supposed to be doing.
This
I'm
is what society,
has society
has
says.
Told me what
go
I want.
On this path.
Yeah,
and then halfway through it, they realize that
that's
they
not
don't
actually
like
that
being
wasn't
a parent.
The path that I wanted.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. yeah,
yeah. Having kids isn't for everyone.
Nope.
I'm probably just going to go the life path because my real life is basically going on the life path. So I'll probably make the same decision here. So I'm going to roll with that in mind. And I get a four.
Four.
One, two, three, four. So I get an action card.
And the action is...
Surf's up. Pick an opponent. Both spin to see whose wave is biggest. Bank pays high. Spinner 10K times the spin.
Oh.
Ooh.
So good, let's go against Bruce.
Okay. So the highest person gets...
This is mine.
10 times the spin.
Okay, so I got 80
that's pretty
grand.
Good. Yeah.
She's going to get 80 grand well, out of this.
But it depends. You might get 90 or 100. Oh,
yes.
No. You don't. It's for our listeners who are not watching.
Right? Okay, so I got an 8.
You're thinking I'm enjoying
he
this a little bit too much,
right? She's got like 600 grand on these things
so
far.
Just going with the flow of the life. Okay, now it's Bruce's turn. And he's got kids. Oh, he's got a 9. Get another 20K.
So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Oh,
so
actually,
action
you
card
a
and
a
130.
That's pretty good.
Yep.
And an action. Let's see what I'm going to have to do this time. Oh, my goodness.
What?
But I don't want to do
again?
This.
What did you say?
It says climb Mount Everest, pay 30 grand.
Oh. Well, listen, you're living your life. Oh, yeah. You got to take vacation.
I guess
take
a brain
vacation.
Surgeon. I have the money.
Yep.
I guess
yes.
I'm paying 30 grand to go climb Mount
So you're
Mount
grateful
Everest.
That you have
gotta
the money.
Get,
you don't even
got to get away from
it.
My triplets.
Yeah, the triplets are kind of a...
Just kidding. We don't want to do that.
No.
All right. So you're not on par with taking a Mount Everest trip?
No, I wouldn't do that.
Because?
Just no. I don't like being cold, first of all.
I mean, yeah.
I'm not
you're
a cold person.
Cold. And then you're going to deal with you're probably lack of oxygen. And,
yes.
Potential death.
Potential death.
And then all the crap that's on Everest.
All the crap.
Yeah.
All of the.
Like,
once again, a lot of people, that is their dream.
Yeah.
And that's
fine, allowed.
But
it's not for everyone.
It's not mine.
That's fair.
Oh, we were told that we wouldn't be able to do that, right? And Sir Edmund Hillary, he was the first. I don't
to
know
climb
why
Mount Everest.
That. Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. That's a cool little fact. All right, it's Giselle's turn.
Yes, and she gets a
3. Are you doing life or are you doing family?
No, I'm going to do life.
Life.
Yes.
She's one behind.
She's doing something
action
different.
Card.
And I can action card. Learn to skydive. That's one long free fall. Pay the bank 70K.
Wow. 70K for skydiving? Jeez. You must be skydiving.
No, that's learning how to skydive. So getting your certificate.
Oh.
She's not just going to be a buddy. She's got
to
learn how to do it.
Learn, so I have to pay.
So have you ever been skydiving before?
No.
Would you ever go skydiving?
I think I would. If it's not by myself, you know, when you're attached to the...
Yeah, when you have someone.
That's what she did.
Have someone.
Yeah, that's what I did.
I would do that.
Yeah.
I would do that.
It's fun.
Yeah.
I would never probably do it by myself because it's like, I don't know.
Yeah, I wouldn't
just
do it
make
by
someone
myself.
Else's, someone who does this all the time, risk their death.
But I would not bungee jump.
Yeah, I don't know about bungee jumping. Would you jump out of a plane?
I don't think so.
No?
It's a perfectly good plane, right?
Well, that's a good dad joke.
It has wheels on it?
Yes, exactly.
Maybe I'll try the fake skydiving.
Yeah, I have no desire to do that kind of
is
adventure.
Is that the introvert?
It's not extreme thing. I don't know what it is. It's
more
it's
like thrill-seeking.
Oh,
yeah,
thrill-seeking.
Yeah,
thrill-seeking. Yeah.
Like, I've done some, and it doesn't... I've done balloon ride and other... you know, I'm theoretically scared of heights, but the balloon didn't bother me at all.
Me too. Mm-hmm. Do you like roller coasters?
No.
No. See, yeah.
Well, see, for me, the only reason I did it was because it was an opportunity presented to me. So that's the type of thing I would do. If it comes into my scope of view, then I'm going to say
yes,
because I've never done it.
But it's not something that I would seek out.
No,
I might
I
do
didn't
the indoor one, you know, where you can...
Oh, yeah, just like floating. Yeah.
Floating, yeah. But I
There's
would,
less
I think
risk
I would
involved
wanna,
in that.
Yes.
Would you do that one?
Risk.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah
that I would do it.
All right. This is Giselle. No, this is...
My, you. Giselle just went.
Yeah, I just went.
Shavin. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Action card.
And payday.
And payday.
And
too.
A payday.
Dope. You're collecting.
Yeah, I need to give some tens back. Oh, crap. Lawsuit. Sue another player for stealing your stapler. Collect 20K from the player. Who makes the most money?
Well, she just got 200 grand. She just got 200 grand.
But I think you got a lot
she
of
just
money
got 200 grand
just now, but
it's true. We
but
haven't
I just paid 70.
Oh, it's true. But you've also been making solid 100Ks. 20K is not going to hurt you.
No, it won't.
It won't hurt you. Cool.
I'm not going to hurt
Don't
anybody.
Steal my stapler. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, I would never sue anyone over a stapler. I think that's a good life lesson.
But would you sue someone over, let's say, not necessarily a stapler, but something?
I mean, like, technically, I did. But. I don't know. Like, I think that was based on my health.
You have.
Yeah.
We all have.
Yeah.
But is it
worth it? We all complain about this litigious society, and yet we all have.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I guess that's the question, because a lot of people say, okay, well, yeah, we could sue and get money for it, but like the actual process is almost more of a hardship.
Yeah.
The only one that makes money is the lawyers. Yeah.
But it's more the reparation.
Right.
Faith, where you think that if there is some physical damage done, right, and there's some things that you have to pay and you didn't cause it, then the person, it's almost like them taking responsibility.
Well, yeah, it is. There is making somebody responsible, even if I don't get the money, it's costing them so that they don't do something like that again.
Or that,
But people with petty grudges can sue someone.
Yes.
Yeah, and that's the problem.
Right.
But then the petty grudge, though, isn't worth it.
Right.
No.
Because the process is too difficult.
Right. Yeah, okay.
Like if it's a petty grudge.
Yeah.
Like then it's there's no way it'd be worth it.
Yeah.
Because I know the one that I had to do was – it was a moral grudge. It was moral.
Well, yeah, it was morals. Yeah.
It was morals. Yeah. There was no way I could not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Otherwise, it would have been a problem. Mm-hmm. And I didn't get any money. I mean, I got money out of it, but I paid more in legal fees than I got money. It wasn't for money. It was for the moral process of it. And saying, no, this, it was the other thing that I got out of it.
Yes. Yeah. Interesting. All right. Now it's Bruce's turn.
Four. Can you move me the Giselle there?
1, 2, 3, 4.
So just an action card.
Yep.
Coasting. I set up a school. Everybody wants to go to my school.
Oh, wow.
Is it the ACP school?
Wow.
I get $40,000.
Wow. Just give me 10.
Paying.
That's great.
Bruce's school.
So if anybody wants to pay me $40,000 to come to school,
you'll take it?
I'm all in.
Hell yeah.
Good to know.
It's good school.
You'll get the first class spot.
Right.
First 40,000 gets the best spot.
It's Giselle's number three. So you landed on a payday.
Payday.
See?
Thank you.
Look at that. 100K.
I haven't had a five in a while.
No, you haven't.
Universe.
We can ask the universe. Mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yes. So, yeah. So now we're just coasting. So we,
payday.
We got, I did pass the payday.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, there's not a lot of action going on here now. There's not a lot of life lessons.
But that's life, though.
Yeah. Sometimes it's
I've invented a new fruit. It's half kiwi, half a banana. Spin to see how many you've sold. So 10.
Half a kiwi, half a banana.
What would you call it?
10K, bikiwi.
Bikiwi or kinana?
A bikiwi.
Bikiwi or kinana?
A baniki?
A baniki.
A baniwi?
Kanini?
A baniwi.
A kanini?
I like
a
kinana.
A kiwina?
Kiwiana. I don't even know what we're saying anymore. Okay.
Some people are getting ideas for their kids' name.
Yeah, right.
Banawi.
With the we on the end. Bananawi. Yeah.
Bananawi.
No, just Banawi.
Banawi, I know.
Banawi's nice.
Yeah. Okay, so only get 20K from the Bananawis. Because it's 10K times the spin.
Give up
so
on
I got
that one.
20K. I'm going to take this and give back 30. To keep us going.
What's the next thing I'm coming up to? What's that say? It says a safe route or a risky road. I'm coming up to. What's the things on the risky road?
Oh, so this one
200K from the bank if you stop there.
I get 200K,
but you also risk pay 100K, pay 100K. Mm-hmm. So it's a risky road because you're gonna. So it's like we're
but
taking
I could
risks
get
in
good,
life. Yes, yeah,
but could. I might get bad.
Yes, we also might.
And there's
bad.
A payday on both routes.
Yes, and there's also extra incentive on that route because you could land on extra money, but that's risking the bad money. But you have to stop first.
But that's where the funny thing about this game is it's all about money.
Yes.
Yes.
It is.
Right.
But it's one way that they measure, right?
It's a measurement.
But isn't that a problem with life?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Because then everyone
comes based on money.
Yeah.
Because then it all comes down to money, which doesn't even matter in the end anyway.
And you know what? They could have changed it and make it points. Right? You get so many points. It's
so what we should
idea.
Do is whoever make a conscious partner version of this game.
And what do we get?
We definitely need a conscious
moral
partner
code?
Game, for sure. We've talked about
that. Well, no, but you could say, before. Are you making, based on your core values, which choice should you make? Mm-hmm. Based on your personality type, which choice should you make? Based on what you want from life, what choice to make? Are you happy? Are you content? Can you be real in your relationship?
Mm-hmm. the one thing is that how do we quantify it so that there's, unless we decide there's
no, but we'd have to have, what we'd do is at the beginning of every game, you would get a set of core values and a set of personality type, right?
And
why are we telling everybody our idea?
I know. we've talked about it.
You started a game. Yeah, we have.
All right, yeah.
Any game developers out there.
It's starting to formulate now that we could do this. What's everybody think? Would you pay for an unconscious partner life game? We'd have to call it something different, obviously.
Obviously, yeah.
But it would be based on, and that would also help you understand the different personality types.
A conscious life. People.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. People would. There's so many different types of games out there. I think people
It's good to know. Who just went? Oh, it's your turn now.
Yeah.
It's your turn now.
Yeah, just. Giselle, you're way back there.
Five.
That's Giselle. Okay. Thank you.
There you go.
I'm not ready to retire.
You got to your stop sign.
I'm on my stop sign, and I get paid, and I'm going to have to make a decision next time on which route. But I think we got to make sure we make that decision before we roll.
Okay.
Which one? So you can't just roll. Whenever we have to make a decision, because I know what the roll is, then I'll...
Mm. Well, obviously. But now you don't, but you're stopped now anyway, right?
Yeah.
All right. It's Giselle's turn.
Yes, please.
Another five.
She's just racking up the...
Make it sound like I'm making
one, two, three.
Money.
Wait, one, two, three, four, five. Oh, you almost like lands on a baby. Yeah, you get an action.
I almost got pregnant. Uh-oh, lawsuit. Sue another player for squashing your prized tomatoes.
Oh, my.
How dare you squash my tomatoes. Collect 50K from the player. 50? Yes.
Take 50. It from Miss $500,000
yes,
over
I would,
here.
Yeah, I'm that's fine. Taking it from.
Here you go.
Thank you.
It's only fair. It's I issued a lawsuit to you, too. Okay.
Kind of just suing each other. What'd you do? You petty grudges. Stole her
I stole
stapler
her stapler and
she squashed
your
tomatoes.
Squashed my tomatoes.
That's funny. Okay. So now it's my turn. Yes. All right. Lots of lawsuits going on midlife. Got another eight.
Eight.
One, two, three, four, five, payday, six, seven. Action card. I think I'm here. If you want to move me, Giselle. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you go. Where are you?
Eight.
Oh, you're pink.
I'm pink.
Oh, okay. So just here?
Yes, I think so. So I passed a payday. So I got 120. Then I get an action card, please.
Oh. What's
going to
happen?
Another lawsuit.
Walk the cat walk. Done that. Pick an opponent.
To what? We're not going to have to walk, are we?
Pick an opponent and both strike a pose.
Yes.
Pick her.
I want to see if you strike a pose.
No, we'll do you. Okay.
Of course.
What's your pose?
My pose would be.
Bam. Poses.
That's right.
That's my pose. Yeah, exactly. Vote. Okay, so we just did it. This is me. I got a three. This is you.
Like an eight.
So you get 70K from the bank. Actually, do you want to give me 30 back? Mm-hmm. Thank you. Okay, so Giselle walked the catwalk and won. Amazing.
You're up.
Two. Okay, so I'm at the stop, so I can't do anything anyway.
And now I got to decide. Don't take.
So okay,
I'm going to go the risky way, just because why not?
Okay, so you're looking for a two or a five.
So in real life, would you go the risky way? You think?
No, I've never gone the risky way.
Oh, you've gone the
safe way.
Safe way
every time.
Is that good?
You have to do whatever makes you feel comfortable. I think, don't you?
True. Yes.
You have to go the no regrets.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. For some reason, I've always just gone the nice, safe, comfortable route. I don't need a lot. Once again, I'm not a thrill seeker.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean, I take chances, but I'm not a thrill seeker.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
And we also have more control when there's less risk. Like when there's a lot of risk, it's like, oh, I'm not sure.
But there's others that want to take the risk in order to get this bigger reward. But for me, the bigger reward is the process.
Term. Yeah.
Right.
Would be,
enjoy the process.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't need that high-end reward myself.
Yeah. That's fair.
I'm happy with just being content.
Mm-hmm. Right. Are you ready?
And I guess, once again, if you think about it, it goes back to my core values. My core value, my main one is simple.
Simple, yeah.
Yes.
And simple usually doesn't involve a lot of risk.
Yeah, there isn't risks. That would make life a little bit more complicated. Yeah.
I'm so trailing.
Because I've rolled you a bunch of
ones.
Three.
Oh, I'm just on a
one, two, action three. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
You didn't.
Yeah. You
be nice for a price. Ask everyone if they'd like a drink. Collect 50,000 from anyone who says yes and get the drinks. No, really, get the drinks.
Okay, but that's okay. I don't want to drink anyway.
No, I don't want to drink.
Well, so I don't get any money.
I mean, it also is like, do you really
that means
to
you
drink
can't
right
have
now?
Another drink.
What do you mean?
You can't. No, no, no. You can't have anything in there.
It's empty anyway. But I have my water.
But you can't have that either.
But I can have
it. No, because then that qualifies as getting a drink.
Yeah, really? That's not, you no, and you have to get up and go get the drink. If I needed drink. Water, I'd be like, okay, please refill my water bottle for me, and then you're getting me the drink. But I already got my drink. So
yes.
I don't need your help.
Okay, once again, all you listeners, how nice am I when these guys have something? I say, no, split it up, or no, do this. But as soon as it's mine, then it's, no, we're not going to do that.
Well, no. Do you really want to get up and go get me a drink right now?
I don't want
exactly,
to get drink.
Exactly. Exactly. Which is why I'm saying.
And I always said that, my personal, I would stick to the rules. It's like,
yes.
Right?
Because yes.
I did that for mine. I did not get the... When you offered me the money, I didn't take it.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. She could have been like, oh, okay, sure, I'll take half.
Yeah.
I was getting a little bit ahead. No, she followed the rules. I agree with that. Okay, whose turn is it? Mine. No, Giselle's. No,
I mine. Just want everybody to have fun.
We are all having fun.
I think that's my 20 grand.
It is.
Yes, you said fun. That's my
give me that money.
Give me my money.
Okay, so you're there.
Six, I'm here. Yeah. Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. At least I get a payday.
Yeah. Nobody's bought a house yet, which I think is frustrating. Because in the new
How do you buy
game,
a house?
Well, that's the thing is, in the original games, you get a stop sign.
Yeah.
But now you don't. So yeah, hopefully you just land on it.
Well, I guess there's lots of houses here.
Yeah.
And none of us has just landed on
it. Yeah.
Paint a beautiful masterpiece. Spin to see what it's worth. So if it's 1 to 4, 10K, 5 to 8, ooh. 20, 9 to 10, 30.
And ready to see how much your work of art is?
Mm-hmm.
2. 10K. Okay, so the process. This is where the process was the most fun.
Yes.
It was making the art.
Painting my masterpiece.
Yes. Okay, so we're getting closer to the end now, right? So we started kind of halfway. He's got triplets. Haven't really changed careers much since we started. We're getting into the retirement phase. Mm-hmm. So it's interesting how they show that the risk area
is before retirement.
You'd think risk could come a little sooner.
Well, yeah, you'd think you'd have it more
all
over the place.
This is because when they're thinking about the game, they figure out that you would have
more to
enough
risk.
Money, more to risk at that stage.
Well, but, is that true in life?
But maybe not.
Well, a lot of people take risks,
when they're younger.
25 years old, right? I'm going to take a risk.
Well, yeah.
When there's something new comes up.
It's interesting.
It is interesting.
Cryptocurrencies, and then people decide, I'm going to learn more about that and lose all my money.
Exactly.
Although, I don't know. This is an updated version of the game, so you'd think it'd be, it is a little more updated.
Well, an updated version of the game, really, are we going to stop getting married?
We might word it differently, but once again, true. We often partner up.
Be in a relationship.
We do partner up.
We partner up in some way. And then you do have to make the life choice. You have to do the education choice. I mean, those are all legit.
Yep. Yep. It is true. Stop for a baby. 100%. Okay. Whose turn is it now?
It's your turn, I think.
My turn.
Yes. It's a 5? No.
3.
You didn't decide which way you were going to go.
Oh, I would.
You cheated.
I'm sorry.
So hold on. That you got to re-roll.
I'll re-roll and make a decision.
Make a decision first.
I'm going to go the risky route.
Okay, now you roll. 9.
Missed it completely. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Oh, we got one of those spinny things. I've never won this one.
I'm going to pick 3.
You get a payday.
I get a payday. Thank you.
I'm going to pick 2. You pick 3. What about you, Bruce?
I'll pick 4 to 10.
It's not how that works.
Which one do you
get? I get everything else. 6.
All right.
Okay.
8.
Wasn't that the one you were just on?
That's the one I was on earlier.
1.
1.
Six.
Bruce
Thank
won
you.
Finally.
I won
there
my
you go.
000.
You got the luck.
Do I get the other 20 grand because it was my number?
Yes,
or not?
You do. Mm-hmm. We've done that for everyone else. So. All right. So again, getting lucky spins. So now we're on to Bruce again, who's still on the risky path.
4.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Payday.
Nice. So,
nice.
So I took a risk, but I never got anything and never lost anything. So it was kind of a... And that happens sometimes when you take a risk is you sometimes kind of end up neutral.
Yeah. And that's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay if you took the risk. And
do you think people have problems? Because again, we talk about drama addiction and how like people can have drama addiction when there's no drama in their life. They create drama just because that's what they have. Yeah. So like, I don't know where I'm going with this, but can we talk about just staying neutral?
I thought you were going to say, do people sometimes take risks just to
well they
stir
might that is
up,
also
right?
another just point to, but like
but the outcome may be neutral and that's fine
mm-hmm.
they still took the risk. Yeah. It just that it didn't pay off and they didn't lose.
Right. But I'm saying, like, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I was going to, I think, are you saying that sometimes people will, they're just not going to take a risk. They're not going to do anything just because, just to avoid.
Well, yeah, right? That's another way to look at it. I just think it's a complex issue because I think a lot of people have trouble just being thankful for what they have in the moment. And then, so if we're on this path, okay, well, I have my job, I have my routine, like nothing's crazy is happening. Like, I don't know. Does that sit well with people?
I think as we get a little older, and I'm just going by a lot of the people that come out to events are maybe above 40. Mm-hmm. And all of those people often are in, you know, they're divorced or they're going towards second relationships. So many of them are scared to take the risk of a new relationship.
Yeah. Because of the baggage, they don't want to get hurt again. They don't want to start over. They don't want.
Well, they're carrying all this stuff and they're scared it's going to happen again. Or what I think it is they don't really understand what happened the first time. They don't understand why it failed.
Right.
And since they don't understand why it failed, they don't want to try again. Whereas if we can go out and understand why it failed, if we can understand what we didn't know, what we can adjust, what we learned, what lessons we learned, that will allow us to go, oh, okay, I'm not taking a risk. I'm going to live
my life.
Have learned lessons that will help me avoid the traps.
But you're also welcoming in potential new lessons as well.
Right. Yeah.
Like, yeah.
I was going to say, to answer your questions about numbers, I was thinking about the bell curve, right? So we'll have a small amount of people who would never take a risk at all. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, like you've got the majority of people who probably would stay where they are. And then you'd have a small amount of people who would want to, like, no matter what, they would take a risk just because it's
Yeah, but how many people at your events, you know, they're almost scared to date?
Oh, yeah. They're.
Yeah. And we shouldn't be scared of life.
No.
And I guess it's the population that comes to our event, it's because they feel like they have, it's already a clientele or an audience that's pre-selected because they know that they have things to work on.
Right.
Right. So they're not ready yet.
Well, I'm thinking more back. Remember doing live events, right? Yeah. We'd get a wide variety of people out that even a lot of them were scared. Everybody's out there. Well, first of all, you're going on dating apps. There's a lot of people. Once again, if you're single. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are going on dating apps, and even though they know they hate it, they know it's not likely going to lead to where they want to go.
Yeah.
And yet they still do it because it's, quote, the only thing to do. Well, it's not the only thing to do. It's just that we're scared to go and do the other things.
Right. It speaks to their insecurities.
Mm-hmm. Well, right. It's I'm not going to talk to this random person on the street, or like you see someone interesting in the mall. It's like, oh, I should go say hi to this person and make a connection.
Or join some kind of group where you can go naturally, organically meet somebody because that's, quote, harder.
Yes. Because of the vulnerability and the intimacy and transparency.
You're not hiding behind a screen where you can see.
Where you can handle the rejection if they don't want. If they don't swipe the same way, then you don't have to see that they rejected you.
Even though people still... So I find that sometimes people who are really insecure, they still take the rejection really bad. It's like the person doesn't even know you. It's not like they reject, right? Like
I mean, again, it's you're judging someone based on the pictures and a couple words that are right underneath their pictures.
That's it.
Like, it's just a judgment.
It's such an awful way to
try to,
especially when you're basing somebody on a picture that probably isn't even real. Like a good 50% of the time, that picture is 5 to 10 years old.
Or they're shorter than you thought they were.
I'll never forget that person who had come in face to face, and they had said the person's picture was 15 years younger, right? And then she said, well, it's because I like that picture. He said, yeah, but you had brown hair, and are you like all gray hair? You look different.
And I remember some woman told me a story once. She said, I went on the date, and the person didn't look anything like his picture. He says, yeah, well, that's a picture of my brother. Well, he's better looking than me.
Oh my gosh! I mean, that's the thing, is that's what you can get away with. Like it's interesting.
And I think what they figure is, okay, I'm already here. I might as well have a drink or a coffee with this person,
and then maybe
something will happen. But
this is what it's interesting. Shows they have now where it's blind.
Yeah,
you know, like people
love is blind.
You have to talk to each other before you. You know, you get to know
and they don't work out very well either.
No, I think so far only maybe one couple has lasted.
Why? Just because you think there would be more of a connection there if you're not basing it on the physical. But again, the physical still
has any of these shows, though. Like The Bachelor. Like, you're not living with the person.
No.
Right.
You're not.
This is like a fairy tale situation that is made to be. So obviously when you're living this vacation life and you're feeling all these good hormones and all the stuff, that's going to be like, oh my God, this is the person for me. But then when it comes down to actual just regular life, when you get off that show, then it's like, okay, well, I can't stand this person. I can't stand how they do this or how they do that or how this is going on.
Well, and who's going to pay the bills and who's going to cook dinner and who's going to take out the garbage and who's going to do this? And
this is why affairs seems to be amazing, right? Because you don't have to worry about that. The person, your bills, your issues, your stress.
Your issues stay with your relationship and then the affair is just like clean slate.
And as soon as it's not an affair anymore, let's say you break up with you, then it doesn't last.
So is that part of the risky route, honestly, the affair and making the, I don't know.
I didn't think that was part of the risky route.
Well, no, I just meant like in general.
In
like
general, it could be a risk that people are taking.
If we're translating this game to real life, are we almost
maybe
forced
that'll be part
onto
of
a
our
risky
game.
Route?
Yes. We'll throw that in.
Sexy coworker hits on
that,
you.
Let's not give that away.
Do you trust your partner?
All those game developers, like, cover your ears, cover your eyes.
Right? No, but they don't have all our insights.
That's true. Exactly. It's true. Okay. I don't remember whose turn it is now.
Listen to all the people just thinking now.
Think it was
Bruce just landed on page.
I just landed on page, so it's Giselle's turn.
Okay. Nine.
Oh, look at that big number for Giselle. She's up past, she's on the stop, I think. Oh, one before the stop.
And I get a payday finally.
A payday. Sorry, I'm just swapping out towns.
Oh, shipwrecked on a
shipwrecked
on an island. Yeah. Ooh. Everyone spins to find out how long they're stranded on this island.
What
so if it's
mean?
1 to 5, we all have to, we collect 20K.
Okay.
If it's 6 to 10, 50K. So everybody
we
has
all,
to spin.
So we're in this together.
Together.
Oh.
We all get 50K?
Yes.
It, well, if depending. We
get, who spins?
6 to 10,
all of us spin individually.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So
okay.
I think that's what it
weird.
Says. It says everyone spins.
Everyone spins to find out how long they're stranded. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right, right, right.
If you pick this card, keep it. Okay.
Yes, okay. Yep. So I'll do myself first.
30
so
grand.
Three, so you get 20K.
20K.
Oh, is it? Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Bruce.
Nine.
Wow. Ooh, so 50K. You're welcome. Ooh, 50K.
Voila. Voila, voila.
Well, if I hadn't picked that,
yeah, right?
Get, right?
So look, that was like a nice one where we all kind of benefited.
No, but just a second. If you think about it, though. If the purpose of this game is to win, and it's going to be based on money.
Right.
Really, you and I just picked up 20 grand on Kaylin.
Yes, we did.
Well, because we got the same amount of money.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Well,
we got 20 grand.
Since we both,
more than you.
Everybody went up an equal amount. So it really means
how
nothing.
Did I go up an equal amount?
Well,
I got 20K.
You were a little bit less. That's why I said we picked up a little bit on
A little bit more. Yes.
Yeah.
But we all, okay.
So it's not like I went 50 grand ahead because you went 50 grand.
Yeah, again, just going back to this being all about money. It definitely, and if kids play this, I mean, think about this is conditioning to
it
a degree.
It is conditioning.
Like conditioning for destination addiction, conditioning for making everything about money, conditioning for how we're supposed to be living our life.
And they're calling it life.
And they're
so
calling it life.
It's like, okay, this is what life
this is. What life is.
Yeah, they're telling
you. So
this
are we telling people don't buy this game?
Yeah.
Okay, Hasbro, just so you know, that's not what we're saying.
Hasbro's now
that's
just going, okay,
saying.
Cancel these
you
people out.
You can absolutely buy whatever you want for your kids. Just want to make sure there's that disclaimer.
We're just looking at it from the conscious partner way.
Okay, but just a second. Good parenting would suggest this is a good way to lead us through and then help explain all of the other factors.
Yes it's a good teaching game, actually.
Because money is a part of our life.
It is,
but it doesn't have to be the whole part of our life.
It shouldn't be
everything,
I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, you need money to live.
I don't think we should be judging our
money
or the entirety
success
of our lives based on the amount of money we end up at the end.
Right.
It should be based on what you learn through going through the process.
Yeah, some people like to have cash in the bank. Others like to have experiences.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
Or 100%. I don't need to have money saved, but I'm using it.
Let me give me the life experience. Okay,
that's what somebody said. They don't want to roll up with, you know, armored cars at the funeral home. They want to come sliding in on a Lamborghini with no money left, right?
Yeah, right. That makes sense. Where did the armored car come from?
Full of money.
I understand. Spending the money, getting the car.
Spending the money and living life as opposed to saving the money
and not
and
then
dying and go, okay, well, what was that?
I got like $10 million in the bank. Yeah. Great.
And then your kids do well.
Yeah.
Theoretically.
Or they get more depressed because they have all this money that
there's no purpose in life.
Yeah. Yeah. Now they can do whatever they want, they have no drive or passion or whatever. Okay. It's your turn?
So
my turn.
No, it's your turn.
Because you just went. Yeah. Five.
Thank you.
You're welcome. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Past a payday. I get 120.
Oh, hopefully, if I get a 1, I'm going to have to make a decision.
Well, you can't. It doesn't matter what you get. You have to stop.
Yes, you have to stop.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you have to stop.
That's true.
If you get a 10, you still only get to move 1.
That's true.
Yep. Bruce's roll. 6. Look at
6.
What do you know? Sorry, that's 2.
Now the risky route, is it?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Same one as me. Oh, I didn't get an action card. Sorry.
Okay, do your action.
I'm going to do my action quick. Invent a dancing robot. Pick an opponent. Both spin to see who the robot is named after. Bank pays high spinner 100K.
100K?
Okay, well, Giselle's a dancer, so I'm going to put Giselle for this one.
So do I have so we'll just spin.
Yeah, I'll spin for me first.
She spinned a 1, just so you're...
Yeah, I spun a 1.
Spun a 1.
6.
Here. So Giselle gets another 100K. Okay,
and Bruce gets some money.
Get some money out of that. Now, Bruce, you get your action card.
What am I going to get? My pet goat wins a ribbon.
Bruce has a pet goat.
Tell everyone its name. I collect 120K.
Wow.
What's the name of your goat?
Yeah, I want to know the name of your goat.
What's the name?
Wilbur.
Wilbur the goat instead of Wilbur the pig.
That's a good goat name.
That's Wilbur funny. And how much do you get?
How about Gertie? Or Gertie the goat?
Gertie the goat. I like Gertie the goat.
120K.
120K. Wow. Give me 30 back.
I'll take
it. So I don't even have to... Well, yeah, I should spin so that in case it's a 5 or a 6 or a...
Yeah.
Yeah.
3. Or a 3. No.
So she gets nothing. She gets nothing.
We keep going again. 4.
4.
1, 2, 3. I land on a payday. Mm-hmm. All right. So making all that last minute money. Before I sit in my retirement home and do nothing.
Mm-hmm. Will I live the life?
Yeah, right.
Film star.
Okay.
My turn.
It's Bruce's turn.
7.
Did you? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Right before retirement home. So you get an action card.
Probably going to cost me money. Oh, no, it doesn't. I wrote a children's book.
Oh, wow.
Tell everyone what it's about. Okay. Well, what do you think it's going to be about?
Emotions.
It's going to be about being
happy.
Learning life lessons. Being
learning
happy,
life
yeah.
lessons.
What would be the title of your book if you wrote a children's book?
something relating to the happy kid or the. I guess maybe it could be a superhero book. Content. Mm-hmm. Something content.
Content hero.
Captain Content.
Captain Content. I like that.
What? See? Captain Content. There you go. Yeah, that's it. Captain Content.
All right.
Captain Happiness.
Perfect.
Cool.
I get 40 grand.
Wow.
I'll give you 10.
There you go.
So a goat and a book.
I have to decide. That's
definitely not on track with what I see in you, but maybe the book.
The book.
Maybe the book.
Yes. I can see the book.
Not the goat.
No.
So Giselle, are you picking the risky path or are you picking the normal path?
Well, we're going towards the end and I could lose some money, so I'm going to go the regular path.
Oh.
She made a different choice.
You could get some money too, though.
I could.
Or you could literally go right by it, which is what I did.
Yes.
But she already made her decision.
She made a decision.
Yes, I made my decision because I'm so close. You guys are going to be down.
5.
5, thank you.
What was it, 2 for you? She's just like, yes, please.
Mm-hmm. And she gets to move her 5.
Yeah, you do it. 3, 4, 5. Action curd.
Trace your family tree. Discover a family fortune. Collect 70K from bank.
Wow. Give me 30 back, please.
Well, she made 100 grand going this way.
She learned more about her family. Tackled that generational trauma.
Yes.
Well, maybe it developed some generational trauma.
Well, why? Why would she develop generational trauma?
Well, depending on what she found in her past.
So maybe. But that's the thing is, like, isn't it what they say is, like, it can get imprinted on you
Absolutely.
Way back when. And you kind of deal with it until
it
you
get... things that our grandparents or great grandparents
so you would discover the source of something that could have been alien you didn't
know
about.
You know, I might understand, oh, this is why.
Right.
Yes. So it could be a good thing.
Yes.
Okay.
That's my turn.
Yo up. 1.
Oh my gosh. The number
you're just,
one.
You're just
it's
racing
like
to the end.
You really don't want to retire yet. It's like,
oh my gosh. Of course. start a family bland, a band, what would everyone pay bank 30K for starting a family band?
What would I play?
What instrument?
I know what I'd play.
What would you play?
I know what I'd play.
What would you play?
There's two possibilities. Because I'm the introvert, right? So what would I be playing? I would want to be the lead singer.
Violin.
The bass.
The drums?
Drums?
Could be the drums.
Okay.
Or the bass.
Or the bass.
Right?
Okay.
Yeah.
So drums or bass. Yeah. I'm going to call you the singer.
Yeah, she'd be the she'd be the singer. Of course.
I'll be the piano player. Yeah.
It's interesting because usually the drummer is kind of the leader, right?
It's true.
They set the
can't do anything with the drums.
Yeah.
Okay, there you go. The drummer then.
Perfect. So I made a band. That's great. Now it's Giselle's turn.
No, it's my turn.
Oh, it's Bruce's turn. You got
four. So I'm at the end. So what does that mean?
So you've made it to retirement.
So what happens now?
Well, you don't have to have the exact number.
What's this saying?
You could sit.
You can pick.
It says millionaire mansion or.
Millionaire mansion or what?
Country
estate?
Yeah, countryside acres.
Okay, so retirement. When you reach the retirement space, choose whether to go to Millionaire Mansion or Countryside Acres. Ooh. Park your car, kick back, and wait for everyone else to retire. Collect your retirement bonus from the bank. So first to retire collects 400K.
Ooh, I'll take that. Give me 500. I'll give you 100.
Okay, thank you.
Yikes.
Now, where would I go? Would I go to the mansion or would I go to the countryside?
Yeah, where would you go? This is the part where I don't understand because I feel like if you choose to go to the more expensive one, then you should have to give up money. Because why wouldn't, like, I guess it doesn't matter. Millionaire mansion.
Well, no, but both could be the same price.
True.
Like your millionaire. But your millionaire mansion is going to be depending on your lifestyle, your.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like this could be the millionaire mansion right here, right?
Right, right, right.
Or I could go live in the countryside in an equally priced.
Yeah, that's true.
Spot, right?
So which one?
It's more about what lifestyle would you be looking for?
Would you have a dog?
I think I would be looking for the countryside.
All right. So you got to move your little car band your there.
My triplets. I have my triplets. Well, no, but they're in college now.
Yeah. So. they're not even part of it.
For the experience.
Yeah. For the experience. Okay. So Giselle's up. Okay.
And that's the thing. Over the course of this, we didn't do anything with my kids.
Yeah. Is it a 10?
Yep. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Two paydays.
Action card.
But if you think about the game,
thank you.
I had no interaction with my kids.
Nope. It was all about.
It wasn't coach the little league. It wasn't. No.
It's time for scorching summer fun, and I'm paying the bank 50K. I get a pool.
Oh wow! I mean, it makes sense. You are a movie star.
Yes.
No, but there was no, you know, go to the kids pageant. There was no trick or treating. There was no.
It's all about
family stuff.
So this is also very ego based and selfish. Yes. It's about what you do.
You go to school. Yeah. You get a job. You get a career.
There's no community.
You accumulate money on the way.
I did start a family band. So I mean that was kind of. But yeah, I get it.
That's one thing.
Let's go with that.
Four. I'm in retirement.
You are, so.
I'm going to do countryside estate as well.
So how much money do you get as second person to retire?
Second person to retire gets 300K.
So do I have to finish?
Yes.
Yes, you have to retire.
I have to retire.
So I'm probably keep collecting money.
No, we're done.
So I'm just going to get 200K, I guess.
Yep. So now it's Giselle's spin.
It should be like 1.
10. She's retired. She gets a payday. And she gets 200K.
I think I would get the mansion.
So now what happens?
She chose the mansion.
Yes, because I want to be close to the hospital.
So once everyone's retired,
it's like, why?
Well, who says the countryside couldn't be close to a hospital?
I never.
Oh, because we're in the countryside.
We're in the countryside.
There may not be, but there could be a doctor on staff.
Yeah, I just want to be close to amenities. I know
right.
that.
She knows what she wants. Once everyone's retired, everyone pays their debts and adds up their wealth. So technically, the thing is, I guess technically you could lose. I don't understand how you could lose money. We don't have debt. So if we had like a house or if we had
Well, how do you accumulate debt?
This is for a loan. I know, but this is for a loan. Yeah. So like if you had enough action cards that made you pay money and you ran out of money, if you were stuck on a 20K job career and you couldn't get out of that, then this would add up, right? And this is where you might need a loan. Whereas all of us had, above 100K.
So this is for the people who are listening, for our viewers. Sometimes we get into a situation where you do have loans.
Mm-hmm.
You have to make decisions about how you're going to, right?
Would have a loan of some kind.
Yes.
Kind of a mortgage or a, yeah, we never had to buy it. What was the point? We didn't have any house cards. Let's see what the house cards say. Oh, purchase price $600K, $200K, $250K, $600K.
Yeah, so like if we had landed on a house, we would have had to put money into that, right? And then you would have to sell it at the end.
Do we get $100K for each of the action cards we get?
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you get $100K for each?
Yeah, that's yeah. Yeah. If you picked up this card, keep it to get $100K at the end. So yeah, so basically set up your debts. Okay, so first you're going to sell your houses, spend to find out how much they're worth, but we don't have any houses. So collect $100K for each action. Collect cash for kids. Collect $50K from the bank for each baby pig that you have. So Bruce gets
triplets.
$150. There you go. Repay your loans, which we none of us have, and then count your cash. If you have the most, you win.
I get 11 of these.
I have 11 as well.
So that's 1.1 million.
Okay. Okay. You just keep, you remember that in your head.
Where else do you want me to remember it? Would you like me to write it down?
12. I got 12.
You
I got 12.
Want me to write it on the wall?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I just can't.
Remember in your head.
Well, I just was making sure that you weren't, you didn't need me to remember. Because I'm like, I have to count my shit.
11?
Yeah, right.
Wow.
Oh, gosh.
Not that old.
4, 5.
Million?
I'm just going to do this way. What are you doing?
I'm waiting for my 1.1 million.
What do you mean?
I get 1.1 million.
Just remember it. Yeah. Just remember it. Just pretend this is cash. Just pretend this is cash. Now count your cash.
This is going to be exciting for the listeners.
I know. So we're counting our cash. Looks like, I don't know how many we have. We still do it real quick. Looks like we've all collected a decent amount. But again, life isn't about the money. All right.
2,120,000.
2,120,000.
Yes. So I've got 1.4 million here. I've got 1.1 million there. So that's 2.5. So this is 2.5.
There's, plus I have to add
there's
this.
There's 3.
2,120
plus 1,000,001. So that's 3.
What are you snorting about?
Four.
I got 3,640,000.
I got, go ahead.
So that would be I said 2 million?
I don't know what you said. I can't remember 11. 3,000,001. I can't remember 11.
Okay, I'm going to restart.
Okay, so I got.
So that's 2 million.
2 million plus 12 of these, so that's 1.2.
Okay. So that's 3.2.
So 3.2. 3.3, 3.4, 40. So 3.4 million.
3,400,000. 3,440,000.
Yes.
And I got 3,640,000. All right.
And I had 2,120 plus another million. So that's
3,120.
Well, 2,220 because that's 11.
Yeah. Okay. So you technically like won.
Yes.
Theoretically, you had the most money.
You have the most money.
And if you think, just a second, think it's interesting.
What?
Because I won by just about 200,000, right?
Yeah.
But I got 150,000 for the kids.
Yes.
So that
yes.
really was a little bit of the difference.
That's true.
Yeah.
And you also, I feel like you also, which is interesting because you got the most, you spent the most money, I think.
I think so. Too.
Did you?
Yeah.
So that's interesting. And you still came out on top. So maybe it does pay to go to college to become a brain surgeon.
Mm-hmm.
Get those consistent paychecks. But we don't know but how the relationships the with the thing. Children yeah, is. We don't know if you got divorced like 4 partner. Times. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how happy I am.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I guess, no, but I think the better example is, sure, I had 3.6, but you had 3.2 or 4.
Yeah,
you only had $200,000 less. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And how many hours did I work?
Mm-hmm.
And how much time did I lose? Mm-hmm. How much time, you know, went by in my life where I was stuck in an operating room, whereas you were out.
You spent time with your family.
I was out.
You were a farmer.
Careers,
you were
learning new things.
Yeah. And I'm seeing here, I think most of us, all three of us had more than three point something. Right?
Yeah.
We were all very close.
So, and I was busy playing different roles, traveling countries.
So you guys both stayed in the same role.
Yes.
Yeah. None of us got houses. So what do we think overall? So now that we're done the game, we could technically have a conversation about like.
Well, what are the lessons learned when you
think there's about a lot because this will like you can take if you think about life in the context of this game. If you can map out your entire life, well, yeah, how mm-hmm. would you live it? How would you live it if you could imagine your life on this board game?
What would it look like?
Yeah, what choices would you be making? What choices would you have made different? How can you look into your past and be like, oh, this one actually wasn't made from my core value standpoint. This was actually made from someone peer pressuring me into doing something.
I think that at the end of the day, we end up doing, it might take us longer to figure it out. But we at some point, we realize that, okay, this is not working for me. For some people, anyways, I would say, and then you decide to make a change.
Well, I think that point doesn't come.
Yeah.
And I would say this is for most men, is we get told, and this is where destination addiction comes in. Mm-hmm. We get told we'll be happy when. So we go to school.
Right.
And then we get married.
Yeah.
Because we're told, okay, this is the path to happiness. Yeah. This is the path. Then we have kids. We buy a house. We get the job. Mm-hmm. We make sure we have
provide
the retirement.
For the family.
We do the whole thing. Mm-hmm. And you know, we're 40, 50 years old, and we're going, well, when does this happiness come?
Yeah, when does this actually happen?
Yeah, when is it that I'm hitting this euphoria? And then you realize at that age, you go, you know what? It isn't coming.
Right.
Because I didn't follow my core values.
Yeah. Well, I think that's the interesting part, too, is I don't – like, speaking to my generation and younger, it's changed a lot in the sense of, like, we don't have – the same pressures of the
structure.
Same exactly it's like so like you had that structure so it was like definitely the path you were placed on that was you know and I don't know where I'm going with this
well I think you know what I'm hearing is that you're in your generation it's okay not to have the same job for example right
like, well it's almost like encouraged like
it's encouraged
do what
to
you
discover
want, right
do
like
what you want whereas you know in our generation you get one job you're supposed to stay in it be loyal until you retire and then once you reach and if you don't do that you're going against the grain and you're crazy right or
whereas
you
know, like
why would you want to
why know? Wouldn't you what
no that
yeah
that, we're
exactly.
told why wouldn't okay. you
why
do
wouldn't
that
you right,
that's
exactly.
the common
exactly.
sense way to go
yeah. right
yeah.
And it also just, well, it also changes with the scope of life at those times, I feel like, because like
and the
after
approach,
World War II
yeah.
and having
exactly.
to get life back on the feet, like it just, it lined up accordingly. Whereas now we have technically everything. We have all the resources, like
well,
technically.
That's the thing. You wouldn't have the resources, right?
Yeah.
It would be easy to, like, it's a lot harder to start your own business if you didn't have the internet, you didn't have, you know, the cell phone and the smartphone and all those opportunities.
Well, yeah, that's
right?
why I
the,
guess
the tools.
Millennials or whatever, they jump around because it's like, okay, well, I'm not happy here.
I can do that.
For us, that mental health happiness thing
it's
is
important.
More of a proponent for us because that's kind of what our life was.
But in the same sense, and this goes back to the more choices you have,
the
more problems you might have.
Yeah. Yes. Because it makes it 10 times more difficult to be like, what is the right one?
But then you look back because you regret it. Whereas.
Oh, I don't regret it.
Well, no, but I'm saying a lot of people do. They go, I should have made that choice.
Right.
Whereas for us, as you know, back in the, let's go with the 80s. You graduated, you really only had one or two choices.
Yep.
You had to just kind of.
Right. Yeah.
Pick it
I can work
go,
at the lumber mill or I can work here or I can go to school or whatever.
It's just very limited. Whereas now it's there's just so much variety.
Mm-hmm,
it's hard. You get paralysis by analysis.
Yeah.
Which way should I go? What should I do?
But that's where, again, knowing the core values and choosing something that's based on what actually makes you happy on the inside is what your choice is.
And not looking for the not getting outcome based.
Yes.
Just going, you know what, I'm going to pick something. I'm going to enjoy the process.
The process is
and
a lot better.
As soon as it's not going the way I thought, like I can take something else and I don't have to feel bad about that.
Yes. So
and taking the lessons from it though, right?
Yeah. The lessons of each experience.
From the process, from
your experience. Well, a lot of people are just like, why is this always happening to me? Why do I get all these stupid tax things? Why do I have to pay for this? It's like, that's life. It's part of the process, isn't it?
Now that's where this comes up a lot. Somebody, when they, I think it's in the communication. We have to accept no. Wasn't that at the end of the communication event?
No, that's not the communication one because I just did it.
Which one is that?
It's not gratitude, but forgiveness. Is it forgiveness? You know, when you're not
where you have
getting,
to get. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not.
Is it where Oprah says it?
No.
No, it's when you.
Oh, I know which one. That's a different one. No, I'm thinking of it's. What's the last video in the communication event? Peterson,
it's when you're talking about listening.
Well, that's listening skills. Yeah, that's something else.
I know what you're talking about, but
you
so like
about,
having to learn
you
how to say.
Know. Yeah.
Except no. That your life is not going to be like everything we do in life is going to be an experience. Like, we're not going to necessarily have the same partner forever.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the fantasy bond.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? We have this fantasy that, okay, I'm going to marry this person. We're going to be married forever.
Yeah.
And you don't.
I'm going to get this job and I'm going to be as happy.
And forever. maybe they'll die. Maybe they'll get bored of each other. Something's going to happen. But then we look back on that as a failure.
Yes.
Rather than as an experience.
Right.
As a lesson.
We're programmed that way, right?
Yeah.
Right. Like, yeah. Because why are we programmed like that?
Why are we not going, okay, this is my stage in my life. I've got 6 years. Wow. That was a good 6 years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What am I going to do next?
So it's about staying present, accepting your circumstances, and then recognizing that no is an okay thing.
Yeah, no is okay. Yeah. I'm not going to get what I thought I was going to get. That's fine.
But that's life kind of just telling you.
But isn't that what life is? Yeah. It's a series of experiences to go, oh, okay, this is an interesting experience. Mm-hmm. How can I make this better?
Yes.
Yeah, how can I take the now and make it the best version of itself?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And be the happiest doing it.
Yeah. Because then it takes that mundane, like we were talking about, if people like get bored and try to like risk things to mix it up. Like that, it's about so it takes that mundane and changes it to being like, okay, this is not mundane anymore because I'm finding something to do. Yeah. Yes. What am I
going to do? And that could be the risk. I'm going to take a risk.
But then that's where the person's personality comes into play, right?
Right.
And because maybe they don't want to take the risk or they're, you know, it's.
But why aren't you taking the risk? Mm-hmm. Are you going to take a risk, not taking a risk? Out of fear. Is it fear-based? Yeah.
Is it fear-based? Yeah. Or, you know, you is can it take based a calculated risk. Right. Or if you've done your pros and cons and decided, okay, I don't want to take the risk, but you've analyzed it and you know why, that's fine.
Yeah.
If you're just not taking a risk because you're afraid.
I'm afraid to. Okay, that's a problem.
Because you're missing out.
Whenever we make decisions based on fear. So everybody listening, if you're making a decision, it's based on any kind of fear. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say something because I'm scared of what's going to happen. Or I'm scared what my partner's going to say.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'm scared
because this job will, I don't know, what else could, like, how, well, without outside of the partner, how
what I could be? Lose the, I could lose my job if I see something, let's say.
Right.
Or it could be the other way around. Like, I'm scared I won't get the promotion.
Right.
If I say that. So
I'm not going to try something.
Yeah. I mean, that just gets into the ethics too. You could have an ethical situation where it's like, okay, well, I should say something because this is wrong, but I'm choosing not to because I don't want to lose my comfort or security.
Or decide, well, I have a family to feed and now I can't take the risk, right? Because they're depending on me. So.
But is that based on fear though? Is that choice also a fear-based choice or is that
if it's calculated, it's a calculated you understand risk, it,
that's right? Hard.
You
understand. Well, no, I'm trying to, so like from the other angle, so if we were to say like we run into an ethical situation at work, that's actually really bad and we shouldn't be standing for it, but we choose to because we want to keep the job. So like it's really bad. It's not good for us.
So somebody's stealing money.
But they're sacrificing their moral code or something in order to keep the job.
That would
be really
difficult because it would be hard to stay in that job because I think there would be a little bit of resentment, but it depends how much self-confidence you would have that it's okay. It's only a job. I can find another job.
But is that fear based
to me?
Or is that?
Well, let's get to and I don't want to peg anybody, but it's an easy one.
It's an easy one
to understand. A policeman.
Okay.
Whereas you're on patrol with your partner, you're new on the force.
Yeah.
And you realize your partner is taking money to look the other way.
Corruption.
Yeah. Corruption of some kind.
Yes.
Right?
Okay.
So what do you do? Do you stay in the police force?
But that's the thing. Because at that point, you're sacrificing your moral code if you were to choose to stay. Yeah. Is that not true?
Well, if you're not on the take, you're not.
Mm-hmm. But then you're even, well, but you are because
your knowledge.
Because you're
once
aware of it.
You know it, you can't.
You know
say you didn't know
that
about
the thing
it.
That you are like dedicating your life to is false because, I mean, isn't
and
it
then,
false?
And then on the other
false?
Side, you're thinking, you know, someone might think, well, why am I going to not do the career that I really want?
Right.
Since it's my passion because of someone else's.
Right. Also
issue.
True. So, like,
so I could ask to be
transferred,
but how does that look?
But then is it within your like system to, you know, be like, you know, this person's accepting a bribe.
Yeah.
And then, you know, to learn the chief of police is also accepting the bribe. Who knows? But do you know what I mean? Like, how do you
It's almost a movie Internal Affairs.
Yeah. But would you report it? I guess it comes down to that too. It's just like, how is that a fear-based, fear that makes you not report it.
Yeah. And, but remember, though, there's survival. And as human beings, you know, we want to survive. So you want to protect yourself. So there's
and that we can take it away from the police force in the sense that we could take it to the warehouse worker.
Could be anything,
who you're working in a warehouse somewhere and somebody's taking boxes of stuff home.
Taking boxes,
And you know they are, but you're getting a nice wage to to do your stuff. But you got other people. If you report them, it could be a problem.
Or you may decide
he's senior
that,
to you.
Right, okay, this is not my job. I'm just going to, you know,
put my head down. The choice to put the head down. Is that a fear of choice?
And then just do my job.
Yeah.
You know, someone might say, well, this is above my pay grade. I'm not getting paid to police these people.
Right.
The supervisor should be doing that. I'm just going to do my job.
Yeah, it's not my.
Think that way.
Well, but you're new and this is, you know, there's three or four people doing it and you're going, okay, well, I guess that's what they do.
Yeah, there's you're trying to observe.
The man is making enough money up top that they don't pay attention to it. It's up to them to pay attention to it. It's not up to me to report it.
Yeah.
But there's your morals. There's your moral. Is it up to you to report it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And the issue, too, is that is it going to influence you or you start thinking years in, it's like, you know what? Well, everybody's doing it.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, okay, well, now, it's my turn to get the cut. Or.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're not getting raises.
Yeah.
Because the company is not making enough money.
Because
everybody's taking stuff home except me.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Kind of just speaks to our current society. Just because of the stuff going on.
Well, it's like people who steal packages.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
What makes you think it's okay? Someone ordered something. They're just going to go on their porch and then steal
their stuff.
I saw
one the other day on the internet where the people bought a giant TV.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they took it out of the box. They put the new TV. They put the old TV that didn't work in the box. And they set it out the front porch. Somebody overnight stole that crappy TV. And they went, well, that's great. Now we don't have to
deal with it.
Yeah.
Maybe they can have a TV now.
It where they something explodes when you open it. And then you've got stuff all over you.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting. All right. Well, I think this is a fun game. And I think it was fun to talk about.
But tell you how complicated life is along the way.
Well, it's intricate.
There's lots of things
choices
going
at every.
Yes. So we have every to make moment. Decisions at every corner.
Yeah.
So
and we but if we sure look at
it's a choice.
Every decision as an experience.
Yes.
And it could be good or bad.
Yeah.
It could be. Well, it doesn't have to be bad. It's only as bad as you make it.
Well, that's the thing. Is a bad experience.
The
can also still be a good
neutral.
Experience.
It's,
yeah.
It's how we respond to it.
And how many lessons do I learn during that experience?
Yes.
And if we approach life as lessons and as a series of events, if we stop approaching life as a, 20 to 70 has to be one path.
Well, that's, just like this. It's basically this, right? It's a path. Go on the path.
Yeah. And it's not a straight line. It's not square, right? You go up and down and it's
around. Right? You're going to be happy. Yeah. You're going to be sad. Yeah. You're going to be. You're going to have the whole mix of emotions you're going to have. But that's what, if you think about life, that's what life is. Mm-hmm. It's a series of events and occurrences and then you get to the end.
Yeah.
Like I said, which we all get
never,
to.
Yeah, but you never know where the end is.
No, exactly.
Exactly. Yes. So why not? It could be tomorrow.
Yeah.
Right?
100%.
Well, and that's one of the things. Everybody talks about how long they have to live.
Yeah.
As if they know.
Nobody knows.
No, you don't know.
Yeah.
How about
But that's what we always talk about. Yep. I've got about 30 years left. You don't know that.
You don't know that.
You could have five.
You could say, generally speaking, you think that.
The average
human.
You
may not be the average. Yes. Yeah, but you may not be the average. You may have more years or less.
Correct. Or but less. Then you also may have, you could get in some sort of accident or something could
Absolutely.
Happen where you or don't have leg. The mobility that you thought you were going to have.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah.
And if you're going... I was planning to climb Mount Everest when I was 55.
And now you can't.
But now you're 40 and you can't do it.
Well, that's where
are you depressed?
Well, that's the thing is, that are you outcome based? Are you outcome? Are you only happy if you get to climb that mountain, or are you happy because you just get to live life?
Or you're conditioned that you have to do this after you retire. So you're supposed to work, mm-hmm. and then once you're 65, whatever the age is, and you retire, now you can enjoy life.
Yeah.
Right?
No.
It's like,
thank you.
Why could I enjoy
it? I only have this
now.
One life. Exactly.
That's right. I'm going to enjoy it now.
100%.
Yes. I'm going to do the things that I enjoy right now.
I think
so
that's
people
it.
People do the thing. Go
do the
do
thing.
It.
Yeah. Go enjoy your life. Yeah. Stop worrying about things from the past and look at them as lessons. Look at them as experiences and go, you know what? I had a great experience for X number of years with the previous partner. The last 5 years wasn't so good, but I've learned a lot of lessons.
Yes.
I learned what not to do.
Yes.
And now I want to go have a new experience.
Right. Yeah.
And it might be good or bad, but it's going to be as
good as you make it. Do you find that like, people don't have to wait until, okay, I want to wait until I'm perfect.
Yeah, that's...
You're never going to be perfect.
Great to go into the next relationship. Well, it's not going to happen. Like, you're missing out.
Yeah, that happens too. People go, I'm waiting until I've grown enough. Yeah. But you can't grow living alone.
Exactly. Right. You can't grow without taking some sort of risk.
You need to practice those skills and get somebody that you care about triggering you.
Yes.
And developing.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah. Too many people go, no, I just want to be by myself and grow. And once again,
that can be okay for a time.
It's fantastic. Fine, but you got to practice it.
Yeah.
But
how do you know?
Yeah. How do you practice?
Yeah.
Don't be scared of dating. Mm-hmm. Don't get into a relationship.
Yeah.
Don't move in with somebody. Yeah, don't make any major commitments.
Yes.
I'm just going to go and date.
And I think that's where the confusion is, right? Yes. People think that if they go and date, it means they're in a relationship.
Correct.
Right? No.
Or that they're ready for a relationship.
Just be very clear. Dating. No, yeah. I'm not ready to get into a relationship.
Yeah. Yep.
Just so you're aware, I'm just dating. Mm-hmm. I'm going
to
date.
To that, then
I'm
great.
Never going to commit before 1 year.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And just say, no, I'm not committing to anybody for at least a year. And you could say that. Mm-hmm. And other people, and I've brought that up at events, and people just go, oh, no, that's crazy.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. So that's crazy talk.
How is that crazy?
Yeah.
It's being conscious.
But then that's the insecurity, right? People like to attach very quickly.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Right. So if they don't know how to attach quickly, then it's like, that seems physically impossible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what if you fall in love with that person?
Great.
It doesn't matter, but you should be able to wait a year.
Yeah. You have to move in with
100%. All right. Well, thank you guys. We appreciate it. Thank you for listening. This was fun. We got to play a game for 2 episodes.
Yeah, it was interesting.
Enjoyable. I think we took a lot out of life. If you play life, let us know what your thoughts are. If you want to play around and like actually look at it, let us know if you do that. If you want to give us a follow.
If this made you go and buy the game, let us know too.
Tell Hasbro that this is the reason you bought it and you expect to cut it.
Yeah. Bruce is at A Conscious Partner on Instagram. Dr. Zell is ACP Dr. Giselle. Mm-hmm. Yep. And then I am ACP Jaggy. Get on the website, aconsciouspartner.com. You can subscribe, rate and review all of the things wherever you're listening to us.
Send it to your friends.
Yes. Yeah, send it to your friends. Tell us if you enjoy the episode.
Yeah, we got to get the podcast going a little bit more.
Yeah. 100%.
Let's get some reach on it.
Yeah, this was fun.
Yeah, tell us if you want us to talk about something we want to talk about.
Yeah, we would love to do an advice column.
Send
in your questions.
Yeah, we need 20 questions in the chat. We won't say your name.
No, it'll be anonymous. Unless you want us to say your name.
Anonymous.
Anonymous. Anonymy.
I make up words all the time.
That sounds like enema.
Enema. We've covered a wide variety of topics.
Yes.
But thank you.
Thanks a lot.
We'll see you next episode.
Bye.
Bye, guys.